4, and you find yourself in a new and a great and a wonderful world. 5, dormant forces come alive. And 6, you discover yourself to be a greater person by far than you ever dreamed yourself to be. There they are. Those are the 6 rewards. And I'm going to go through them to give you an idea of precisely what this can mean to you on a daily basis. Those are the 6 rewards. And when you get that and understand that, inspiration no longer becomes an idea that says, oh, I just like what I'm doing, and I finally found my purpose, or I'm happy in my relationships. What happens with inspiration is that you start living your life as if you were a being who had never left your source in the first place. And all of the miraculous powers and joys and fulfillments and excitements and so on that were yours when you showed up here as that little infant with no agenda whatsoever become yours virtually all the time, every day. So let's take the first one. When you are inspired by some great purpose, some extraordinary project, all of your thoughts break their bonds. What are the bonds that he is speaking about here? What kinds of bonds do we have? In a wonderful book written by Esther and Jerry Hicks, which was The Teachings of Abraham, one of the truly great books, I think, that's come out in the last few years. I wrote the foreword to it, and I don't write the foreword to very many books. Abraham is a name for a collection of beings who just seem to work through this woman, Esther Hicks, who lives in San Antonio. She's been traveling all over the country for years and years and years. I've been listening to her give this information for about 20 years now. I think 1985 is when I first started. And the teachings, I think, are among the most profound that we have available to us. And the book is called Ask and It Is Given. And in there, they talk about the difference between allowing and resistance. So I'd like to just have you really pay close attention to these two concepts. And imagine, if you will, in your mind, a ladder that has 10 rungs on it. And the bottom rung represents the most resistance. And then the second rung and the third rung and the fourth rung and all of these decreasing amounts of resistance until you get to the top of the ladder. And at the top of the ladder is pure allowing. So that at the 10th rung, let's just say you have a desire. And that desire at number 10 is in harmony with spirit, which means that this desire is not something that is going to interfere with somebody else. It is not something that is unkind. It is not something that is unloving. It is in harmony with source, with spirit. So your desires can be any number of things. I desire to have a divine relationship. I desire to attract abundance into my life. I desire to be prosperous. I desire to get a certain job. It is my desire to be at a maximum state of health. Anything at all that is doesn't interfere with somebody else, that's a number 10 desire. And then you ask yourself the question, what do I offer up to that 10th rung desire? I was sitting on an airplane a few months ago, and a woman was sitting next to me, very nice lady, and we started talking, and somehow the subject of what do we do came up. And I asked her, I said, well, what is it that you do? We were flying from Maui to Los Angeles. She said, well, I'm a photographer. I said, oh, I said, do you like the photography? She said, yeah. She said, I do very much. But she said, I'll never get rich doing it. And I said, well, would you like to be rich? And she said, well, of course. She said, everyone would like to be rich. Why wouldn't I like to be rich? And I didn't go into a long lecture on Patanjali at that moment and manifesting your desires and so on. But it's a perfect example of what I'm speaking about. And it's an example that comes up all the time. I see it surfacing virtually 10, 15 times every day in conversations with people or in conversations that I overhear. That is, these 10 rungs that lead up to this highest place on the ladder are energies that reflect these kinds of things. It's very difficult. It probably won't happen. I'll never get rich doing this. With my luck, it probably won't show up. These kinds of things don't happen to people like me. In the world that we live in, this kind of thing is impossible. With the people who are in office in Washington, it's impossible for people like me to ever get ahead. The world is conspiring against folks like me attracting what it is that I would like to have. Somebody else will probably get there before I do. Do you see what I'm speaking about here? Over and over and over again, each one of these rungs on this ladder do not match up energetically or vibrationally with what's at the top and what you would like to attract for yourself into your life. They just don't match up. So that if you have a number 10 desire, which is, I would like to attract prosperity and abundance into my life. I would like to be rich. Nothing wrong with that. That's a great desire. You came from abundance. Why not see yourself as staying connected to it? But you offer up to that desire a frequency down here that says, I'll never get rich doing this. And if you understand the simple premise that what you think about is what expands, or as it says in Proverbs, as a man thinketh, so is he, that your thoughts are going to reflect what it is that you are going to match up energetically or vibrationally with. Everything is a vibration. If I bring someone up here and I do a muscle test on them and I ask them the question, think of a moment in your life when you felt most loved. And I have them hold their arm up, and they think love. They think moments of being loved. The moment that my daughter was born, in that moment. The moment that I got married. The moment, the very first time I ever laid eyes on that person that I find so beautiful. All of the, and you think of those moments of being loved, and you muscle test someone that, and they hold that thought, their muscles are very, very strong. You can't push down on their arm. You can't pull their fingers apart. You can't put their leg down. Any number of ways of testing that, how a thought impacts you physically. And then if you ask them just to change that thought, just change the thought to one of, think of a moment in your life when you felt ashamed. Any moment at all when you just did something that you were ashamed of. Maybe you stole something when you were a child, or maybe you borrowed some money and you didn't pay it back, or maybe you abandoned somebody, or maybe you lied and or you stole something, whatever it might be, and you felt or still can feel that feeling of shame, and then put your arm out and have someone test you while you're thinking the thought of being ashamed, your arm will go down. Your fingers will pull right apart just like that. In 10 Secrets for Success and Inner Peace, I call this the 10th secret, which is wisdom is avoiding all thoughts which weaken you.